Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's your boy, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, known as some as Coach Smith and Dr. Lowe, the host and owner of WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're going to have an awesome time through all our programmatic thrust. Just get ready to have a ball, because that's what it's all about. We're going to give two claps. We're going to make it do what it do.
Awesome. I'm telling you, God has blessed us again because it's for you and offer you some knowledge or just an opportunity to hear something that may make a difference in your life. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, as you've heard the promo said, the host of The Love Cafe. The Love Cafe is something special because it's the real love talk show that soothes your love appetite. The real love talk show that soothes your love appetite. So we're going to have an awesome time tonight. We just give up and do this thing that you need to do. I want you to just stay focused and you just want to be a part of it. I want you to just, if you're listening or you're watching, make sure you're in line. Just call the number so you can be a part of it. 347-857-4192. Press 1 and I'll make sure you turn the line. You can chat with Dr. Lowe along with any co-hosts that join me tonight. As well as all of us who want to jump in here that might be on Facebook or might be somewhere else, but just want to be a part of it. Now, let's keep in mind, Love Cafe is basically focused on a certain menu. If you can speak to your appetite, we got to have a menu that soothes your appetite. First of all, we have the appetizer and the starter, and that's your lust, your entree, your attraction, your dessert, the attachment, and your beverage, the awakening. So we're going to bring some things that you like. Hopefully, it'll clear your mind about love being fake. We want you to be able to identify love being fake. Now, if you want to check us out on the web, link, you can. This is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Then you also can check us out on Instagram. That's Partners with the Brothers of Fire, being a single attorney incorporated. Zeta Fire, single in Greenville, with the number 10 on Instagram. Also, we have an opportunity on Instagram to check us out at Melinda D. Smith with the 15. Also, you have a chance to just fall into play when you want to, the Smith Wing Production and Coach Dr. Melinda D. Smith, 15. Now, if you want to forward to check us out through Twitter, you can. You can tweet the show. Truly, truly, you have an opportunity to do that at Melinda D. Smith 15, The Smith Wave Production, at WBSW_internet_talk_radio. So we're going to have a blog tonight, so you have several ways to make sure you're a part of the show besides just watching. You can call in, you can tweet, you can comment, you can DM, whatever you need to do to talk about our title, Can Love Be Fake? Want to share with you, we're also being broadcast through Facebook, and it's facebook.com/DRLDRSmith. Then I mentioned it through Instagram, Zeta Y Sigma Gringo with the number 10. Again, I have to just throw my hands up to those brothers in Greenville, Alabama, because those brothers truly has offered their service, using their vessels through the Instagram, their account, that we can share something with you at least 5 to 6 days a week. So thank you, my brothers, for finding me in the Sigma fraternity. My chapter of lovers in Greenville, Alabama, thank you so much for taking time to just want to be a part of this. You also have an opportunity to go back and check out our episodes, on bad episodes that come about from time to time. We try to post it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Tumblr, as well as we're able to go through Google Plus. So we got so many options. We also have a YouTube channel called The Smith Wing Production. So we're so glad to get this to you so you'll have a chance to go back and and check it out now. If you want to just go back to Blog Talk Radio, this is our radio station, WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You can go to that by typing in www.blogtalkradio.com and type in WBSW Internet Talk Radio. And you may hear all the 382 episodes that we have that's since we started since 2017. Tonight is truly, truly a night that we want to look forward to have a awesome time. But we want to give our praise to our Lord and Savior. He bless us for one more time. So we want to come at you to the point where we can share something with you. Like we do it in the show, we have to really focus on what's our brand. This brand is the Love Cafe. The L, the O, the V, and the E. We like to break it down and each one of those acronyms for love and give a little thought about it. With the L, we talk about listening. To be in a successful relationship, to be able to love someone, you have to work on good communication. So good communication requires a two-way street. You have to be able to listen as well as articulate with those individuals about how you feel, articulate your values, articulate your expectations, articulate your needs, articulate your wants. And that's what we know. Like the O is for overcoming all the challenges that you may run into. There's going to be some obstacles. You're going to have some stumbling blocks. You're going to have some times when you want to just throw your hands up. But you have to be able to overcome those challenges, those obstacles, those days that are rigorous to the point that I don't know what we need to do. But I know we have to make sure that we put the work in. Also, the O is overlooking faults, because we all have faults. And you have to overlook them because you expect individuals to overlook your faults. The V is their value. How valuable is that relationship? Now, our idea is we are individuals, and our individuality allows us to have values. Those values that are available that my mate and partner need to know. I need to share with them what are my values. They share with me what their values. Then what we actually truly do is to make sure that we, I wonder why Sirius decided wants to act up today, but we're going to see can we flick this back on and get what we need to be. Come on now. Okay, there we go. See, we had to get up and make it do it. That's technology, and that's what it's all about. Just remember about the values. Make sure the values are mutual. Then the E in the Love Cafe is excitement. If you're not trying to have some fun, you're not being silly sometimes, it takes away from what you're trying to do because you're trying to make everything work, and you can't be all tight. Every time, you have to listen up. You have to tell a joke here and not a deal. So truly, you have to have some fun, and that's what it's all about. The encouragement. You have to support your significant other, your wife, your husband, your spouse, your partner, your life partner. But whoever it may be, make sure you support them by giving them encouragement. They should hear from you first and nobody else. And unfortunately, here we go again with my I said over here. I don't know why he's acting up like he's doing. Come on. Stop, Sirius. I don't need your help right now. my. Also, just make sure you're ready to lift them up. And if you do that through encouragement, you automatically have an opportunity to empower them. Your relationship is all about empowering each other. And working with each other. Now, WBSW does that by allowing an opportunity to be a part of each one of our men. It allows you to offer your comments by calling in 347-857-4192, press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts in regards to the topic of the title we're talking about. We also want to have you understand that WBSW Internet Talk Radio is a station that is coming through the Long Talk Radio into Facebook and Instagram. We have listeners and watchers in 18 countries. That's including the United States, Canada, and Mexico. So we're really excited on this network to be able to bring this to you and bring this to everybody who have time in this to be able to listen to what we're talking about and watching what where we're going with the show. It's all good. God is so good. We're broadcast from Sunday through Friday. So you have an opportunity to check us out. We rotate our time, not every Sunday through Friday, but we rotate to make sure we touch each one of those days. Tonight, matter of fact, we have two shows, one early and one, and this one is 6 o'clock tonight. Again, can love be faith? I'm asking you that because I want you to think about it. I want you to be interactive. I want you to share your thoughts. You have that opportunity by going to the comment section on Instagram, comment, or going to the comment section or the going to the DM and try to DM me in regards to Facebook. You have a chance to share your thoughts. If you're on there, you know, I see you and I can see you on the I want you to just type in and say, I'm here. Check me out. Dr. Lowe. And it's so good because I can see on one of my faces when you're tuned in, but the other one I can't see actually. So we're actually, let's get this thing started because in every show we talk about love, what love means to you. You should have a meaning that explains what love means to you. So if you understand what love means to you, you can identify fake love from true love. As we would say, love is a state of mind. It's unconditional. It is patience. It is kind. It's not jealous, boastful, proud, or rude. Love is the essence of your soul. And that's how important love should be. So when we talk about can love be faith, yes, if you try to determine the difference between true or real love and fake love. I do want to give a shout out to co-hosts who join me from time to time. Don't have anybody on the board right now, but a shout out to Pastor, and I call him Dr. Eddie Pratt. Also, a shout-out to Sarita Duncan. Pastor Pratt now is in Dallas, Texas. Sarita Duncan is in Central Alabama. And then we have the lady that put the boots on the ground, the one that is real tall and true when she comes over here. Out of Oakland, California, we're so glad to have her from time to time. Thank you. Owning my own truth. Tina Robinson, because she led the way to seeing that only my own truth, our minister Lee Stephanie, who joins us from time to time, is behind the mass ministry. All the things they have been through, both of those young ladies are from California. One of them is from Oakland, the other one is from Berkeley. So we're so glad to have them. And from time to time, we have Christine Walters from the host of Tell the Truth on Sundays, third Sunday at 3 o'clock. Check her out. I'll be co-hosting with her. And that's Christine Walters joining us from time to time. So we have all the cast. And we want to just get back to truly what love is to you. We talk about love and what it should include. This will tell you whether love is faith. Love includes pureness. Love is pure. Painful. It don't come with no pain. Sweetness. Oh, so nice. It's sweet. Respect. Admiration. Care. And never subject you or your partner, you should subject your partner to hurt, humiliation, and any form of abuse. Love means deep commitment is at you. It's about deeply committed and connected to someone or something. Because some people love their car. Some people love their home. Some people love just owning things, maybe jewelry, clothes. That's, you know, that's love. They're committed to it, and they connected to it because they have to have those things. But when we're talking about in life, we're talking about love is a basic necessity in everyone's life. That's why I said love is the essence of your soul. We always talk about the inner self. See, love comes from the inner self. It's not an external thing. We can't get caught up thinking that love is an external thing. Love is from the inner self. See, loves come from that place we say that's an essence of your life, and that's your soul. Love is the essence of soul. Through navigating your heart, making sure that you understand the difference between true slash real love and fake love. We have to kind of look at that. Because many times people try to sell you a bag of goods. I call them coffee bags. They'll come in, sell you something sweet, and get out. Once they can get what they want. See, we got to remember that love is a gift. Once you give that gift, it has to be reciprocated back. And you can truly recognize when people are fakely reciprocating it back to you. I'm telling you, you know the difference. See, things you must know when we're talking about true love versus fake love. See, as we move throughout life, there are several things that we can relate to knowing the difference between true love and fake love. See, I'm going to give you some things that ties in to what true love is along with what fake love is. See, true love makes sacrifices. See, if you're in a relationship, you have to make sacrifices, whether it's in a romantic relationship, whether it's in a family relationship, whether it's in a work relationship, whatever it is, you have to make sacrifice. See, fake love is only a concern of itself. See, when somebody said they love you, but they focus on themselves more than they focus on sacrificing for you, you have to kind of understand where we're going with that. See, it ain't time for playtime. It's real time. It's all about true love makes sacrifices. See, fake love is only a concern of itself. It's more a selfish situation. It's not a selfless situation. See, true love is selfless. Fake love is selfish. See, that's what we're talking about. Then we look at another difference between true love and fake love. True love rejoices in the truth. We have talked about the characteristic of a healthy relationship, how characteristic of a loving relationship. It always talk about the truth, being honest with the mate, being able to be trustworthy enough to be with the next. See, too many people play around with this. They talking about, you tell one lie, you think you can get by with that one lie. But there's one thing about it, the intuition in that female is so strong that she picks up the first lie. And then she may not say that. You might want to tell four, five new lies, but when you start lying, my mom always told me, if you're telling one, two, three, you got to cover up them three, four, five, six. So be very careful about not telling the truth. Be rejoicing in the truth. You have to rejoice in it and be excited about being with that person. You're excited to talk with them, and when you talk, you tell them that you see fake love, and some of y'all need to understand that you get a lot of fake love in your life. People tell them, I love you. Yeah, they may say that because they have a right to say that, but truly, truly, do they love you? It's all about understanding fake love hides the darkness of lies. See, now I'm going to say that again. Fake love hides the darkness of lies. So too many people spend their time trying to hide their transgressions. They try to, they're out there doing things. See, they don't want to be transparent. Now, they're doing it so bad that they pick a fight with their mate so they can leave, pick a fight with their spouse so they can leave, so they can go out and be amidst of those ones that are not honest. See, the truth of the matter is when you start accepting that, and I tell you now, spouses, a significant other, when you start accepting people playing those games with you and keeping scores, you got to send them on. You got to give them the gift of goodbye. You can't be afraid of leaving, allow them to leave and be out of your life, because true love rejoices in the truth. Fake love hides in the darkness of lies. So don't allow yourself to be in that phase of life. Recognize the lies when they come at you and be ready to deal with those lies. True love is kind. See, a person, you know, you always get me, some people's nature is just to be kind. Some people take kindness for weakness. But I tell you, when a person can show me kindness, I can show them a lot more than when you show me hate. It ain't all about the hate. Come on now, people, you got to keep in mind that fake love is just the opposite of kindness. What's the opposite of kindness? Being very cruel. See, some people can be very cruel. See, they'll tell you what they're not going to accept, but they expect you to accept it. They feel like they can talk to you any way they want to talk to you. Come on now. And you can't talk to them that way. They feel like that they can back you up in a corner and you're going to just grow up and not say. But when you come out and you come out hard, then they say you're being cruel. But never thought they was being cruel from day one. I tell you, when you recognize a person who's not all about kindness, and they're very cruel, you need to give them a gift of goodbye. We need you to be a part of this. The call-in number is 347-857-492. Press 1. Identify you with the last four digits of your cell. Ask you to give your location and join Dr. Smith in this conversation about can love be faith. Truly, what are your differences? See, some people don't even want to look at this. It's something we shared on the show on Tuesday night, talking about when we see things are not going right, you have to do a personal assessment of yourself. Don't blame anybody else. Just assess yourself. If you're being mistreated, huh, you're being hurt, humiliated, people cruel to you, you have to look at yourself. And you know the decision I recommend you need to make. You need to make the decision that I don't need to be in this situation. Earlier we talked about at 1 o'clock, the deal breaker. See, if you're in a relationship and somebody is humiliating you, hurting you, being disrespectful to you, and abusing you, and just totally just outright not transparent, what you need to do is you have to pack your bag and you have to run as fast as you can. If not, you got to give them the gift of goodbye. Because you can't continue to be in that kind of situation. It's stressful. It wears you completely out because you know what it leads you to. I'm going to tell you, you deal with people who are heartless. They don't have a heart. They don't care nothing about you. They don't care how bad they treat you. And you stay in there because you say, I can't get out. No, that's a lie. You can get out. I'm going to tell you, you can get out when you need to get out. Remember that when people are not kind, that means
that they going to do something that creates a situation for you. See, true love is all about patience. See, a person who's not kind, who's cruel, who he or she will always be impatient. I have never seen one that is patient. They're always in a rush, kind of be. You see, truly, you can look and say, now, is this true love or fake love? See, fake love is all about a short temper. See, so people, you notice that I mentioned earlier when I said people that wants to create problems and keep scores and want to get out of it when the truth is really there and it's a time to be transparent and integrity and should come forward. What they're going to do, they're going to be angry quickly, and they got to find a way to exit. You know, but I tell you, when they exit, that's not a cool-off period. That's a goodbye period. And see, too many people 5 times said, we're going to give them the benefit of the doubt. Truly, are you? It's coming back, because it's going to come back round. It's going to come at you even harder next time. So remember, if they're patient, you have a chance. If they are short temper, you're gonna be, it's gonna be tough. If that's you, well, you got the short temper, work on the personal assessment. Find out how you can improve that. Find out how you can be where you can be patient about things. Because everything don't go the way you want. In a relationship, you have to take it one step at a time. You can't be in a rush going from the associate to the romantic. See, people don't understand that. I don't care what you had encountered. I don't care how cruel you was treated in the previous relationship. But don't go out and meet somebody and go from the associate to, wow, to the romantic part. Or move to the intimacy. Because there are some dangers ahead. And you got to know there are some dangers ahead and not afraid to be really afraid. See, people run around and talk about fear. You just must be fear of what's going in the health crisis. No, I'm just careful. I'm not going to allow myself and put my family in a situation. And everybody else that want to do it, I say, go ahead, enjoy yourself. Now, I want you to make sure you enjoy yourself by calling in. The call-in number again is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I can get you on the line and you can communicate with Dr. Lowe. And we're going to talk about some fake love, true love. And this is another good example that shows the difference is true love is humble. See, somebody being humble, when you run across somebody that's humble, I tell you, it's not by coincidence. Humbleness comes from hard work. You have to go through stages to become humble. Everybody's not humble. It may have come from their foundational principle. They was humble in early life. Normally, they're going to be humble later on in life. And everybody got to understand about people being humble. Now, fake love is proud. They're going to boast. See, you know what I said earlier about love has nothing to do with you boasting about anything. Love is all about patience and kindness. Is that you? See, I ask you that because you become humble and patient, and you become kind. That's true love. Fake love is you're proud, boasting, bragging, all about status. Now, I'm going to tell you, when you get one like that, you either got to make a decision what you're going to do about the situation. Because if they boastful, if they braggadocious, if they spend time on a meet the status, they want credit for everything. I'm going to tell you, because they're so used to being pat on the back by everybody, because they may fear them or might not really want to deal with them, they're going to come in and overrun you. Now, do you want to be overrun? You can be if you get somebody that's so proud they don't care about nobody else but themselves. Let's keep that in mind. Love is humble. Fake love is proud. All right, let's look at another one. True love feels
fulfilled it. Let me say it again. True love feels fulfilled. That's what it's all about. Being fulfilled in life. I'm happy with the person I'm with. I'm rejoicing because they make me laugh. They bring about joy. They bring about peace and happiness. And if that's what you're looking for, you'll be fulfilled. I'm telling you now, that's true love. Fake love feels empty. Remember, say it again, fake love feels empty. See, it's all about not getting where you are. That's why some people just roam around and have to be out because they're out searching for true love. They're searching for somebody to love them because all they're experiencing is fake love. See, true love feels fulfilled. You understand that from your internal aspects, which where your true love comes from, it comes from your heart and your soul. You've got to remember the essence of your soul is love. And once you understand that love and the acronym I said earlier, the L is for listening, and that's good communication. The O is for overcoming obstacles and tasks that you may encounter that allow you to go through the period of being patient and sitting around to find out how successful you can be. The V is the value. How valuable is that person to you? Do you love them enough to be kind to them? Are you the one that's not patient? See, are you the one not looking for fulfillment? Are you the one that's spending your time in a darkness of lies? Are you in rejoicing in truth? Ask yourself that, because you have to know there's an emptiness in fake love because it ain't real. See, true love is transparent. Fake love is empty. We want you to be truly a part of the show. You can interact with me through the comment section on Facebook as well as Instagram, and you can truly call in and share your thoughts in regards to the topic we're talking about tonight. We ask you to just make sure you just take an opportunity. But however, we're rejoicing at WBSW Internet Talk Radio Station because we are asking for your Cash App. Send us your Cash App so we can put you in the raffle. We have two more trips and another prize is coming up, number two prize is coming up. The first trip that we had was raffle on May 31st. The winner of that trip was Tara Pickett, and she chose to go to Atlanta. The second trip that we're going to raffle off is June 30th. Now, let me go back to the first trip. That's 3 days and two nights. We're going to take care of the hotel, and we're going to take care of the taxes and live alone in the hotel. So you'll take care of your travel, and you'll take care of your meal. That's for each one of the trips you win. The next trip we have scheduled, we're going to raffle off using your Cash App. It's on June the 3rd. We're raffling off a three-day, two-night trip to Orlando, Florida. Again, we have the hotel. We got you on the hotel. We got you on the taxi going up. But you have to take care of your travel and your meal. And if you want to extend it further than that, we're only going to be responsible for the 3 days and two nights. You can do it as long as you want to be on that, but the bill will be cut off with this radio station after 3 days and two nights. That's what it's all about. Then on July the 15th, with your Cash App, and let me add to that your PayPal. You can send me your PayPal as well, and I'll tell you how to send it to me. If you're on the, you're watching now or listening, I'll say if you're watching, you can type in your comment in the comment section to let me know what your PayPal is so I can make sure I put you in the raffle. On the 15th, we'll be raffling off two adult bikes. It's not going to be all of them at one time. We're going to raffle one off, then we'll come back and raffle off the second one. So those individuals, whoever wins the first bike, I'm just going to be honest, you only can win one prize a night. We're going to take your name out for that night and raffle off the second bike. Then on August the 1st, you know, coming truly from my pocket. God has blessed us to be able to expand to the point where we're giving back. We're going to have a four-day, three-night hotel and taxes being paid by WBSW Internet Talk Radio owner, Dr. Lorenzo B. Smith. You take care of the travel and the meals, too. You're going to be your choice. You're going to choose between Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, or Gettysburg, Tennessee. So we look forward to you putting it. Then on top of that, we ask for your Cash App and your PayPal so we can sow a seed in your life. If we get your Cash App, you will receive something that may be at the right time. You may be want to do something, and I always tell you, be blessed, lunch on me. So a meal on me. I try to make sure we get you something to get started. So get that Cash App into me. And if you know other people that may not be listening to the show, tell them to listen to the show, but they can still send that Cash App in to me. It's open door. Send it to me, and I want to make sure we can sow a seed as well as your PayPal into your life. And that's what it's all about by having the three raffles we're having. There'll be four with the one we already given away on May 30th. So we're just trying to make this thing do what it do. That's what we mean by make it do what it do. We want to make it happen. Let's quickly get back to looking at, because I have to give a shout out to our sponsors as well. First, let me do this before we get back to the format. We're going to give a shout out to McKenzie and Associates, shopping on wheels, but not only home products, but any products you're pretty much looking for where you're not able to get, they can go and get it and bring it to you. The contact information for the owner, which is Dr. William E. Smith, is 404-862-3800. 404-862-3800. Check them out, McKenzie and Associates. Also, a big shout-out to Troy Nissan, located in Troy, Alabama, Highway 231 South. If you need a car, you can drive down. It's not hard to find. It's on 231 Troy Nissan, and ask for the auto broker, Leon Davis. Or if you want to call and say, Leon, I want to talk to Leon Davis about what exactly you all have available and what I'm looking for. That's 334-342-1426. Again, Leon Davis, 334-372-1426. Stop in. If you can't do it today, do it tomorrow or do it on the weekend. All right, we're going to get back to a couple other differences between true love and fake love. True love is grateful. See, you're grateful because God has blessed you to calm down enough to be able to share your life with someone. So you're happy, you're rejoicing. You can't do it with four or five people. God has only one for you that you'll be able to share your life with. So be grateful for that. Fake love is envious. You know, that person's envy of somebody else. They envy of their best friend. They're envy of their brothers, their sisters, and they're trying to find somebody. They put these stimulations on where she has to be a Coke bottle size. And I'm just using that, ladies. Don't get upset. I'm trying to call out because everybody is not all that way, but love comes in many forms. And it ain't all about a certain size. Are you looking out because it's so fake? You out there looking for someone tall. You looking for somebody that's beautiful. But all the things you need, like communication, they can't do it. They're not patient. They're not caring. They're not willing to put the work in. They'll get jealous of what you're doing. They're not pure. You know, they're not respectful. They're not sweet. You know, they may subject you to some kind of hurt, humiliation, and abuse. So that's how those people that are envy do. They put you in a bad situation. See, instead of them treasuring who you are, they're jealous of people around you as well as jealous of you.
They have more of a get-back attitude, and that ain't what it's all about. You can't punish people because if your heart ain't clear, because love comes from the heart, it creates problems. Your internal self, your toxic inside, that means your relationship is going to be toxic. See, that's a good thing about when we talk about people. They got to understand that if you're toxic, in a toxic relationship with yourself, how can you be in a successful, healthy relationship with me? There's no way you can do it. You're going to be toxic with me as well. The next thing is true love is joyful. Come on now. We always talk about love, and true love is all about joy, peace, and happiness. And that's what you ask for. So true love is joyful. It is positivity. The best thing you can get. It makes you feel happy when you see that other person and have you smiling and you just ecstatic to have an opportunity to see that person. Fake love has a heart filled with bitterness. See, watch those people that show that bitterness. See, they're so angry and they're so negative about everything. It is hard to even conversate with somebody that always looking for the negative thing that you have done. But they forget about personal assessment of themselves. You have to assess yourself first when you start trying to assess somebody. So if they say that they love you, truly, truly, they may feel like they have Christian love for you. But sometimes that ain't the love that you asking for. So you have to keep that in mind when you talk about dealing with people that can keep you full of joy and happiness and peace. Or they're going to keep you where you're bitter, angry, mad all the time. What do you want? You're either going to be positive over there with true love, or you're going to be negative over there with that fake love. Tell me what you're asking for, because it's out there for you, but you need to make your mind up what you want. True love is respectful. If you're in a relationship and that person is disrespecting you, I tell you, give her the gift of goodbye. Give her the gift of goodbye. Because if you allow them to do that, what's going to happen? They're going to continue to do that. They may start, whatever starts at home will eventually trickle out in the street. You're going to be in public, and they're going to disrespect you. And they're going to be very, very rude to you. See, that was fake love. Fake love is disrespect, and rudeness is that you check yourself, because we need to make sure you know exactly the difference between true love and fake love. To wrap this up, when we're talking about true love with respect is all about looking and listening, hearing what you have to say, your opinion. See, it also allow you to make decisions. See, when true love allows decisions that come from both people, it also gives you ambitions. See, that what love is supposed to be about. If you're in a relationship, if you're in a marriage, if you're in a life partnership, and you feel that that person is not trying to be ambitious or not trying to lift you up, you know what? You have to make some serious decisions. Those decisions is that if it's true love or fake love, I want you to make the decision. See, fake love is something you never want to be bound. Someone being arrogant. If they're arrogant, they fake it the funk. That's what they call it. So be kind of careful as you deal with things. We want to make sure, again, we give you an opportunity to get your Cash App or your PayPal into me before I talk about giving away, but you have that opportunity. You can email your Cash App to me, WDSW, Internet Talk Radio, with the number 22@gmail.com. Lorenza B. Smith, 15@gmail.com, or you can text it to the office phone. That's 334-467-7261. Again, text it to 334-467-7261. All right, let's take this topic of can love be fake to another level. We're going to look at some signs of fake love, and we're going to kind of move it forward. See, what are the signs of fake love? See, you may already have some ideas on what we just mentioned, all of those things earlier. Once you can identify really, really what this fake love is, you can be very successful. So these are the things you need to watch out for. Watch out for their emotional distance. See, fake love is about emotional distance. See, true love is emotional connection and want to be around you all the time. See, in a relationship, people who are fakers, we're going to call them fakers, have a tendency to be non-communicators. They don't want to communicate with you. It is not that they don't want to. They are not good communicators. See, that's a sign that they're not able to talk with you. They can talk at you, but they can't be in a good communication opportunity. Let's keep that in mind. They're always willing to throw in the towel. They're ready to go. They say, well, you know, let's move forward. Here we go again. Sirius. I don't know, Sirius have the ball tonight with me. But let me see, can I keep them on task? Seems like Sirius want to be a part of the night. They want, on my iPad, want to be a part of the show tonight because when I come up with something, they want to give me a definition for it. Thank you so much, Sirius. That's a blessing to have. It's speaking out to you, even though you didn't ask for it. They always want to throw in the towel. They're willing to throw in the towel. The next thing, they don't meet you halfway. Have you been in a relationship where somebody won't meet you halfway? You know, this thing is, I think you confused something. I want to say this because it's important. What's important is that a relationship is not about 50-50. A relationship is truly about 100-100. I didn't say you give 100, they give zero. They have to give 100 just like you give 100 as well, because it's important. If you want to be successful in that relationship, you have to give all. If that's one you want to make a commitment to, you have to give all. You be willing to put the work in. So you can't put 50% of the work in. You have to put 100% of the work in. And I ask you, if you're going to be in a relationship, put 100%. Don't go halfway. Go all the way. Uncertainty. See, people don't understand in a relationship that have fake things going on and you need to be able to watch out, people that's uncertain or unconcerned. You know, they got, if they're concerned and they have certainty about what they're going to do, where they're going, you can follow that. You can work with that. But you can't work with somebody that is unconcerned about you or anybody around you associated with you. You know, you get a gut feeling. See, this is something you got to remember. Now, we always take this and throw it out the window. This is an important one. When you say things you need to know and watch out for, you get a gut feeling about that person. We call it intuition. I got intuition. I don't know whether I want to be in this, but you know what? We try to work through it. And sometimes the benefit of the doubt is the worst thing can happen. But we do it. We say we're going to give them another chance. We say we can change people. But, you know, people only going to change if they want to change. They change themselves, but you cannot change them. So when you get that gut feeling and something is just tightening your inside up, what I tell you, like this, you got to make a decision to whether you're going to give the gift a good life, run and run as fast as you can. If you stay there, whatever you encounter, it's by your choice. So make sure you assess yourself and the individual and assess the relationship. Is fake love real? I'm going to tell you. Is love fake or real? Let me see. Not fake love. Fake or real? Is love fake or real? Truly think about what love is. Love is all about, it's all emotions. It has no external physical reality. And I'm going to say that again. Love, as with all emotions, has no external physical reality. It may be driven by neutral events, but it is nonetheless a purely subjective experience. So love is a subjective experience. Just keep that in mind. So when you get in a situation, the wounded heart we have draw us into situations. That's why we try to develop a healthy heart. And I don't mean, well, we got to do the exercise. I'm saying that the emotional part, the internal part, the inner self needs to be healthy. If you're going to be in a relationship, let's be healthy internally in regards to your heart and your soul. Be healthy. The next one, is love an illusion? Come on now. We know what the magical tricks, the tricks that the magician do. So you ask yourself, is love an illusion? Are you caught up in thinking that it's real and it's not? The old thing said, is it true love, a real love, or fake love? See, love can be an illusion because, see, it's all about emotions. And when it's all about emotions, you can get up for something and get excited, and the person will bring you down. See, that's what I'm talking about. It might be an illusion. You think, oh, it's going to be it. It's going to be the one. But you find out the person's so fake that all it does is bring your spirits from being up high to being low, swinging very low. So be careful about looking at love at the first sight and thinking it. You have to work through it. Put the work in. If you're not ready to put the work in, you're going to leave your heart out there, which is going to get wounded. That heart is going to struggle because you're going to be dealing with some situation. It's just like, if you see the heart with the arrow go through. See, the arrow has to pierce the heart. So you be careful out there thinking this is real when it's an illusion. And that's what it's all about. We want you to make sure you understand love being an illusion. It's love and illusion. Keep that in mind. We want to give a shout out to King Transportation Service. You can contact owner Lyndon King Sanders out of West Alabama. He's the top transportation service person over there. That company's going to provide you with your transportation need. The number to contact Lyndon King Sanders is 205-454-8157. 205-454-8157. Give him a call. Also, we're going to give a shout out to one of our guests who was in my show, but doing some awesome things in Houston. No, if you need some legal help, she can help you no matter where you are. You can call B.C. Williams Law, B-L-M-C, Attorney Renaja Williams. She can help you with clearing up expungement. Also dealing with being non-disclosure, dealing with any legal issue, criminal, civil. She can work with you. Give her a call. The number to give her a call is 281-978-2120. That's Attorney Renaja Williams with BBC Williams Law, PLLC. Let's move forward to conclude what we're trying to get to. Can love be fake? Ask yourself, can love be fake? We got about 5 minutes, then we want to wrap it up. See, love, not only can be fake, but is love a fake emotion? Ask yourself. is love a fake emotion? See, we just said love is not an emotion. It doesn't behave the way emotions do. Real love is a category of its own. See, when we're dealing with love, it gets you emotional when things don't go your way. If you people do some things different that you didn't expect, it becomes emotional to you as well as mentally and sometimes physically. So be kind of careful with those people allowing you to get that emotions tied up in the love. And they may do something. They could be as good and did everything you asked them, but just one thing because the emotions got tied up in there. Because love is not emotion. That you get so angry with them because, no, you didn't expect it. But the truth of the matter, you have to understand. Good communication is a good thing. You can't allow your emotions to take totally control. We say truly, why these guys don't get so emotional because they live on the thought of the ego. It's all about egos. When you say something about the ego, do something about the ego, they get bruised at, they hurt still. But they don't live on emotion. And we have to always keep it in mind. Sometimes they've been trained to just be tough. Don't do certain things, don't show any sign of weakness, and they don't understand what their true is. But it has nothing to do with emotions. Love has nothing to do with it, because love is what is unconditional. Love is a state of mind. How do you decide? Is love an emotion to you? So is love a fake emotion? Come on. First of all, it's not an emotion at all. So we have to keep that in mind. And last but not least, if we want to be able to work with each other so we can be better students for each other. So here are some signs that not only just men and women that's truly in love with you and about to show you in for the long haul. Check these things out. First of all, he or she really respect you. Real respect is a profound thing. He or she fully respects you. You truly trust that person. Your mate, your partner, your spouse, your life partner. You fully trust your partner. Your partner loves a lot about you. Come on now. Your partner shows loving action. Your partner shows loving action. The little things matter. You're his partner in crime. So amazing, you know, there's a thing, a song that's out, you know, you're going to roll with me, you're going to be with me, you know, some of y'all know the song, you know what it is, you know, I'm going to count on you for everything, because you're going to be my partner in crime. You are a part of that person, your partner. You're a part of the partner. Y'all not just, you feel like you're a part of each other. He makes you or she makes you their priority. When you're the priority, everything is going to be all right. They're going to be patient. They're going to be kind. They're going to be humble. Love is going to be unconditional. They're going to be respectful. They don't care. They're going to consider your safety. They don't care to consider you. They're going to work to make sure you're secure. They're going to make sure you're provided for. You're protected. You're a priority to them.
And last but not least, your partner loves being with you. That is so important. It's been awesome tonight with you. God has blessed you. We want you to join us for all of our shootings Sunday night. Every other week, but we want you to join us so we can share something with you. Tonight is the Love Cafe. The L is for listening. The O is for overcoming. The V is for valuable. The E is for empowerment. So you was in the Love Cafe with an awesome meal, and I hope you was able to soothe your appetite. Because we wanted to make sure we touched the meal that must, which is your appetizer, your starter, the entree, which is your attraction. Truly touch that drink, which is attachment. And then last but not least, the beverage is so important because it's the awakening oil, awakening liver, awakening fluid to get you started. That's what the Love Cafe is all about. I am Dr. Lamar Smith. So glad to be before you. Hopefully we shared something that will springboard you into understanding our title, Can Love Be Faith? Truly a blessing. Thank you so much for joining. We want to give a shout out to each and every one of those individuals. Joining, we got Latae Pickett that's joining us from Inspire to Inspire. No one's the only organization that are out working, making a difference in young people as well as families' lives. She's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated. We want to give her a shout out and for all of her sisters up there in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Thank you all for supporting what we're trying to do at WDSW, Internet Talk Radio. Y'all always tell them, you inspire me to inspire. So I get inspired to get out and do this. I want to tell you something. Latae was, when we first kicked off our Monday night show called Real Talk, but it's not as talking real to you, she was one of my first guests that came on and really springboarded. Her and another guest, which is Alicia Ruffin, came on. They took 30 minutes apiece, and they talked and shared things with us. And it was the start, and we talked back in 2018. Now we still being blessed to be up and running. Thank you so much, Latae. And I have my niece, Tiffany Davis. Thank you so much. She's going to want to ride and die. And that's the thing I was telling her. She's going to ride and die. She's going to be there. She's ready to put up with something. She's going to make things happen when it can break off. So we give her a shout to Tiffany. Keep doing what you're doing. Be supportive of your family. Take care of everybody. You do an awesome job of what you're doing. Thank you so much. And we truly, truly thank you. And one of my former students, now that from McKinley, Alabama, none other than Sharon Presley. I'm so glad to see you on Facebook. I'm able to connect. Because some of these individuals I haven't seen since I left from that area, but since they graduated from high school, which was in the 80s. And it's truly, truly a blessing to be able to see that name up there, knowing and thanking, I'm thanking her for her support. Sharon, keep doing what you're doing. God is so good, and he's blessing each and every one. So as we close out, we got to keep in mind that, see, God has blessed us to have another day, even though the weather is inclement. You know, but we got to keep in mind his power is so strong that he controls what's going on. You don't have to worry. You don't see the fakeness in people. Put your trust in our Lord and Savior, and everything will be all right. One of my famous things, the famous thing I always say, I tell you, God got you. You know, and I'll say, he's always good. God is a good God. He's going to take care of you. So tell your family members that you love them. If you can't do it face-to-face or virtual, don't miss a day from telling them you love them. Truly tell them that God bless you and love them in a way that is coming from your heart and your soul. And that's what the Love Cafe is all about. We get deep into the menu. Also, virtual hugs or even this letter hug on them face to face. And we ask you to continue to do what you do. And we will be back as strong as ever. We're coming back on next week. See, the thing about it, because we're trying to keep our shoes on the schedule, the first and third Thursday, we want to make sure, we want to make sure on the first Monday and third Monday we have a show. On Wednesday we have a show, first and Thursday. The second and fourth we'll make sure we have a show. And every week we have a 1 o'clock show for Tuesday and Thursday. We're going to be talking about these things, hopefully, issues in our neighborhood. And we're going to go block by block. I tell you, I love you people. Hashtag responsible. I ask you to be responsible during our health crisis. Follow the protocol. Don't let anybody tell you that you don't have to do. Make a decision for your life and your family. That's what I do. We ask you to also remember one life matters. Your life is never anybody else's life, family members. It matters. So do the right thing so we can keep people alive. So I want you to keep in mind that when a relationship gets tough and you realize it's fake, you have to make a decision. If you make that decision to give them a gift of your God, a run as fast as you can. But I also tell you to make sure that relationship don't get weak. You got to keep on grinding. You got to work hard and be willing to do that. And also hashtag communicate for the number 4 understanding. That's L-O-V-E. Love, overcoming, value, and empowerment. Is that you? That's what it's all about. Hashtag a mindset. Hashtag a mindset. Truly, hashtag M-I-D-W-I-D, make it do what it do. And that's what it's all about. Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith closing out now. It's been awesome. I'm so glad you're taking time to check us out. We look forward to getting back with you next week because we will be getting into what we call the third week. It's actually going to be on our second Monday in regards to that. You remember, we started on the 31st. That was the first, it wasn't the first Monday, but the last Monday of last month, which we had our raffle. We want you to make sure you get your Cash App in. You can get your Cash App in so you can be a part of the 3 raffles we have, and we'll close out with that. The 3 raffles we have coming on June 30, we have a 3-day, 2-night to Orlando, Florida, sponsored the trip hotel and the trip taxes will be paid by WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You want to take care of your travel and you have to take care of your meals. That's if you win the trip to Orlando, Florida. You can select whatever time in 12 months. Then on July 15th, we'll give away 2 adult bikes. We're going to raffle them off. Your name, you have to be in there. And have to be in there based on your Cash App or your PayPal. You can get it to me, DM me your Cash App or PayPal, or make sure you can send it to me and I'll give you the other opportunity. Then on August 1st, Dr. Smith is going to pay for a trip for you, 4 days and 3 nights. We're going to take care of the hotel, and we're going to take care of the taxes. You got to travel, and you have the meal to your selection, either Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, or Gatlinburg, Tennessee. So make sure your Cash App and your PayPal is in. You can get it in by moving DM on Facebook, Instagram comment, or you can just simply send it to 2 email accounts. That's WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22@gmail.com. Lorenza B. Smith, 15, all of that together, @gmail.com. Or text to office. That's 334-467-7261. 334-467-7261. 847-467-7261. We had an awesome time tonight. If you want to come back and check it out and share with your friends, tell them to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. You get a chance to check out the show on Facebook to Dr. L. Diablo Smith page, and you can check it out. As well as Instagram, that'll be Zeta by Sigma Ringo number 10, or WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're at the Smith Way Production. Have many pages. Dr. Lowell Smith is number one. You can just check us out, you know, Twitter at Save Opportunity, and you can find us and you can be a part of this. We thank you for joining us tonight. But at this time, God has been so good, and I want to share what I always share with you. I see several people signing in. Now, I didn't wave at you, but I see you. Thank you, Carol Davis, for joining us right now. Thank you so much. And hopefully you can go back and check out Can Love Be Fair. It's been awesome. And as I leave, I just want to tell you, as I already tell you, because this is truly how I feel. It's coming from my heart. There's three L's that I want you to focus on. I want you to focus on learning, living, and let go. You have to let go sometimes. Let it come from your heart, because it's coming from mine. Be good, and I love you, and everything you do about it. Have an awesome rest of tonight.